With me here today is Bronislav and Christina. Bronislav is an old gentleman who came to me with congestive heart failure for about 1.5 years. And he has been to many, many doctors. And I'm going to let his wife, Christina, tell us a story, because Bronislav still have a lot of trouble getting air to talk. So Christina, can you tell us how his trouble started 1.5 years ago?
Well, how his trouble started?
Yeah.
It went slowly down, yes. He became weak and weak, weaker and...
No, go ahead, you're on air, okay? Yes.
And then he went to many, many doctors, and it was up and down he felt, you know.
Yes.
One day he felt good for a few days, and then he would go down again.
Yes.
And they gave him different kind of medicine, and they were trying they're trying just to keep him up with the medicine.
Okay, let me just review a little bit, because I talked to you prior to this recording. 12 years ago, he has an MI, a heart attack.
Yes.
And then 6 years ago, he had a
stroke.
Okay.
Yes.
So basically, he's not as healthy as he looks. And about you and
but he recovered very fast from both of this.
He had a good mind.
Yes.
You know, you guys have a very successful business. Okay?
Yes.
But the stress finally got to him, and about 1.5 years ago, he started developing shortness of breath and weakness. And at first, he was diagnosed as asthma.
Yes.
So you guys went to Kaiser, right?
Yes.
Okay, they did a lot of workup. So what did they do? And
right. Well, they treated him for asthma, and then later on we found out that he does not have any asthma. And they gave him medicine for asthma, which actually didn't help much for the heart.
Okay, later on, what happened?
Well...
He went to Poland?
He went to Poland. And he tried to get some help over there, and they told him that he does not have any asthma.
Mm-hmm.
So they took him off the medicine. When he came back, he went back to Kaiser, and he told the doctor that in Poland, the doctor told him that he doesn't have any asthma. And he says to me, he said, "No, we've checked on him, and he does have asthma."
Oh, so he in Kaiser, they still think he had asthma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
However,
because he had this shortness of breath,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with this weakness of heart, it was, I guess, hard to...
Well, I look at this list of 15 or so medication that was given at Poland, the hospital at Poland?
No, they started in Kaiser with the medicine.
Okay.
In Poland, they gave him their own medicine.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yes.
But when you come back, you were on this this list of medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And he was improved a little bit or no?
Yes, he improved for a while, and then he went back again. It was all the time up and down. He would be good for a few days. He would go to the boat, which he likes to go, and then he would go down again.
So, but steadily he go down, downhill.
Yeah.
And at one
slowly point, down the hill, yes.
Yeah. At one point, you were having a lot of emergency room visits.
Can
you
describe
that?
Yes, yes.
What happened? Like, how many times a day?
He would get these attacks with kind of, that he... those attacks, he thought that, you know, that he's short of breath, and, you know, he thought he's dying, and there's also panic attacks with it. So I took him to emergency, about 7 times or maybe more, and each time...
7 times for in a week or in a day or what?
Oh, sometimes once a week, we were in an emergency.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they would treat him, they'd give him something, and actually he came back, and the next day he didn't feel any better either.
Okay. And he had an angiogram?
Yes, he had an angiogram.
And then a balloon angioplasty?
Yes.
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 And it didn't help, right?
No.
And finally they put a pacemaker on him.
Yeah, they did.
And did that help?
Well, they did for a while, I suppose, but now they say he's now with Loma Linda. Mm-hmm. He's a different doctor, and they have a different approach, and I think they're very good.
What's a different approach? You know.
Well, they're still with the medicine.
Still with the medicine.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's on this list of 15 some different medications.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But he's still very short of breath.
Yes.
Last week he hardly have. I saw him last week the first time. He hardly have any air to talk.
Yes.
Today he talks better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He does.
Yeah. But after the first treatment, you said that he feels pretty good.
After your first treatment, remember when he came to you, he barely walked, barely talked.
Yes.
After the first treatment, he felt much better. He was walking better and he was talking better. But then at the evening, he got weak again.
Yes.
And the next day, he was weak also.
But this week's going to be a lot better because I can treat him closer together.
Right.
It's been like 4 or 5 days since I gave him a treatment.
Yes.
You go ahead and put that on him and make sure that the microphone is right in front of his mouth. So that, exactly like that. Okay. Well, Bronislav, you want to tell us how you felt the first time and how you feel now?
Well, the same thing as it was before.
Okay, but you still don't seem like that you are as
If I walk to your office, I'm tired.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to change that. Okay. You're not going to be changed overnight.
I hope so.
Yeah. Like the last time, 12 years ago, you had a problem. They didn't treat you right. They never treat the root cause of problem or your heart attack or your strokes. If somebody treat you right, you would have prevented this already.
I know that.
Yeah. Mm. So you want to say something about how you felt after my first treatment?
Yes, I think I felt pretty good, but it didn't last very long. I became again very sick.
Like about a day?
Even the same day.
Same day, yeah. Okay.
Doctor, what's wrong with me? I know that I am the problem.
You know, you want to know what's wrong, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's wrong has to do with what you did. Basically, what you did wrong in life, too much stress, too much pressure, and eating the wrong thing in this modern world. In this modern world, no food really the perfect natural food. We process it too much, we synthesize it too much, and we grow food from soil that are empty of nutrients. Okay, so basically, your body becomes weaker, and with stress, you reduce your power.
All face means too.
Huh?
Old age means
no. No, old age is not really the big factor.
A very nervous man.
Oh, no. That's
always like that.
Yeah.
Worry.
Okay,
worry.
See, your wife just said you're a worrier and you're a nervous person.
Yes.
Okay.
All and my life.
And a lot of anger, all right?
Yes.
When all this in here, okay, that is what runs your body. And that's what runs your body, function, healing, and so forth, okay? With all this stress, you're not healing your body well.
No,
and yet,
character is against healing.
Pardon me?
Oh,
yeah. Well, exactly. Okay? But nobody ever explained this to you.
Yes,
so
I.
So your problem
I read the thing about.
Yeah, they know you.
But I
have to probably explain to you over and over again because that's something that we don't realize is what really ruins our health.
Doctor.
Okay. Yes.
But when I became so sick lately, even at 80, nobody gave me more or less 60 years of age. I wasn't very old. Now, going back about food, that I disagree. First, never smoked.
Yes.
Drink a little.
Yes.
Fruits.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Vegetables.
Yes.
Not very much meat.
Okay.
Macaroni.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You think you eat well.
No,
that's your standard. Okay, but for your type, you're not right. Number one, fruits and vegetables, a lot of pesticides. There are a lot of things that you don't see. And I already said, you're not paying attention. The soil that we grow our fruits and vegetables are deprived of nutrients. You're not getting the raw material in your body. Okay, and then you're getting a lot of toxins in the form of fruits and pesticides, in the meat, okay? You had a lot of you know, steroids, antibiotics, and hormones that fatten up the livestock. You know, so a lot of things you don't see, and you think of course you don't smoke and don't drink. That's a positive factor. But the excessive pasta, macaronis, is one of the worst reasons, one of the causes of your problem. Too much phlegm, produce too much phlegm. And your spleen is one of the factors. Okay, worry, weaken your spleen.
Pasta produce too much phlegm?
Yes, starch. Okay, too much starch and too much sweet weaken your spleen, and your worry weaken your spleen.
Why? You see a lot of people come here to see you. Everybody is built like me at 84 years.
Yeah, that's why you live to this at this age. Okay, but finally, the straw breaks the camel's back. But today I'm going to fix you. No.
Would you say that potatoes are better than pasta? If you have.
Yeah, if I had to choose between potato and pasta,
definitely
better.
I'm a potato eater because of him.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, pasta is refined, so the nutrients have been gone. Okay, if you grow your potatoes better, but I prefer vegetable and fruit grown above the ground. Okay, and that's lots less starchy. Well, let's go over. Go ahead and give you a treatment, and then we're probably going to do the interview again in about 3 weeks. You'll see a big difference.
Okay.
Maybe even 2 weeks.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope so.